Due to Speed Mania. Sunday, April 21, 1912, Washington. Publication, Washington, D.C. Star. Abdu'l-Bahá thus accounts for the Titanic disaster. Criticize modern rush. America has progressed too rapidly, says Baha'i leader. Speaks to his followers. Urges closer union between United States and his native land. Abdu'l-Bahá, leader of the Baha'i movement, who reached Washington yesterday afternoon and who plans a week's visit to the national capital as a part of his tour of the United States, made the principal address at the closing session last night of the second annual conference of the Persian American Educational Society. The meeting was held in the lecture hall of the public library, and every seat and all available standing room was occupied by an audience eager to hear the distinguished Persian. Abdu'l-Bahá spoke in Persian, and his remarks were interpreted phrase by phrase by Dr. Amin Farid, his nephew and a member of his party. In an interview after his address and giving answer to a specific question, the Baha'i leader declared that the disaster to the White Star liner Titanic, much as he deplored it, was only an outward expression of the too rapid development of the age. Progress too fast. Both Americans and Europeans seem to be possessed of the mania of speed, he said. It is true in this country, in particular, that growth in all directions has progressed too rapidly. Moderation should be practiced in all things. Be temperate, even in the size of the ships you build and in their speed, in your railroads and the schedules you expect your trains to maintain. It was a pitiful waste of life that came because of the effort to save a few hours in time. Rushing a great vessel at top speed when it was known there was danger from ice. When he entered the hall, Abdu'l-Bahá was greeted by the audience, all Baha'is and their friends and guests, rising. And after he had spoken and when he was seated on the platform, hundreds pressed around him seeking to grasp his hand. Outlines his purposes. In his address, the Persian leader outlined the purpose of his visit to the United States and declared he already has seen great possibilities for cooperation between America and Persia. It is an evident fact that for Persia, there is no better government to use as a model than that of America, he said. And for America, there can be no better mart than Persia. It offers virgin soil for the commerce because in Persia, all the mineral resources, and indeed all of the mineral resources, are latent in the soil and in the people. Perfect amity should be established between Persia and America, whether it be in material bonds or in spiritual bonds. Other speakers in the meeting included Mirza Ahmed Sohrab, treasurer of the society, and Professor Hermann Schoenfeld. Dr. Schoenfeld asserted the Persian people need modern education. Mr. Sohrab devoted his attention on the recent present-day conditions in Persia, and he made the emphatic declaration that Persia never will be a satrapy of some neighboring power. Officers are elected. At a business meeting of the Persian American Education Society yesterday afternoon, formal ratification was given to the proposed change in name of the organization to the Orient-Occident Unity. Officers were chosen for the year as follows. President William H. Hoare, Vice Presidents, Professor Hermann Schoenfeld, Hooper Harris, Howard McNutt, Mrs. Fanny Fern Andrew, Mrs. Agnes Parsons, and Mrs. Helen Goodall. Executive Secretary Joseph H. Hannon. Assistant Secretary, Arnold Belmont. Treasurer, Mirza Matsarab. Librarian, E.H. Young. And Assistant Librarian, Miss Mary Little. Resolutions adopted. The business of the executive session was concentrated in resolutions. That sympathy be extended to those bereaved by the Titanic disaster. That the society hold itself in readiness to cooperate with every movement for the furtherance of friendly relations between East and West, that all international disputes be submitted to The Hague for arbitration, that commercial treaties be adopted by Persia and the United States, that a parcels post system be established between the United States and Persia, that Persian students be sent at the expense of their government to schools in the United States and Europe, that diplomatic relations be established between Persia and Japan and China, that Turkish and Persian interests be reconciled and cooperation be secured between them, that a section printed in Persian be added to the bulletin of the society, that a commercial bureau be created in the Orient-Occident unity, that the change in the name of the Persian-American Educational Society to Orient-Occident unity be ratified. Reception in Hella. A reception and music hall was held by the society yesterday afternoon at the Rochers. In the receiving line were Mrs. William H. Hoare, Mrs. James M. Sheridan, Mrs. Julius A. Denlagnell, Mrs. Mary L. Green, and Miss Edith Louise Grosvenor. Contributors to the musical program included Miss Ruby Stanford, Miss Marion McFall, Miss Mildred Harrison, Richard Backing, and Arthur D. Mayo. Announcement was made that Abdu'l-Bahá will participate in and make an address at a meeting this afternoon at 3 o'clock in Universalist Church, 13th and L Streets Northwest.